Today at this Good Friday service, we are celebrating the Passion of our Lord. This service is unique in the liturgy of the Church, and one of its prominent features is the veneration of the cross. But where did this tradition come from? The sources that I was able to find indicate that this veneration of the cross goes back all the way to the 4th century, when the true cross of Christ was found by St. Helen. Then, those pieces of what was believed to be the same cross that Jesus died upon were seen in veneration in the liturgy of the Church. St. Helen was sent there by her son, who was the Emperor Constantine. She was sent to the Holy Land, and while on pilgrimage there, she found an elderly Jewish man, or at least this is how the story goes, who knew the secret location of where the cross was buried. And so, he led her to the spot. It was in a ditch, and it was covered with dirt and stones in effort by the soldiers to prevent the Christians from having the cross. They found three crosses, the one that Jesus had died on and the two crosses of the thieves that were with him. They also found nails and the inscription, "Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews." But they weren't sure which of these three crosses were his. And so, in order to find out, what they did was they took a woman who was ill, a woman who was sick, and had her lay upon or touch each cross, and the one that healed her was believed to be the true cross of Jesus Christ. When it was identified, a small portion of it was taken and brought back with St. Helen to Rome, but most of it stayed there in Jerusalem. And for many hundreds of years, that portion stayed in the Holy Sepulchre, which is a church that has not only that location, the ditch where it was found, but it also has Calvary as well as the tomb of Jesus in that church. Because that's what we do. We build giant churches on important spots. But the portion that went back to Rome is in a basilica there, the Basilica of the Holy Cross. And there we also have the inscription, as well as at least one of the nails and two of the thorns from the crown of thorns. And other relics of Jesus are also in other places throughout the world. But the tradition that we celebrate of the veneration of the cross on Good Friday, the day that we recall the Passion of our Lord, the day that we recall how he gave up his life on the cross to make up for all of the sins of all of humanity for all time, we also venerate that instrument he chose to make that offering upon, that is the cross. Typically, throughout the world, we venerate a representation of the cross, because most locations, most people, most of the time that Good Friday is celebrated, there isn't a portion or a relic of that true cross available. We are blessed today to be able to have a tiny little fragment, little splinter of the true cross that has been authenticated by the Church. And it will be on display as we venerate the representation of Christ on the cross. It'll be nearby so that as you venerate the cross, you can also see that tiny little splinter of the true cross. It's a great honor and a privilege to be able to have that relic with us, that instrument of the Lord's mercy, a reminder of his great and profound love that he has for all of us, that he would go through such suffering for our salvation. We are truly blessed for this opportunity. And so when we have the veneration of the cross, again, because of concerns for passing of germs, only the celebrant is allowed to venerate the cross with a kiss. But all others, if you would like to, when you come forward to venerate the cross, you can genuflect, you can bow, you can touch it, but please do not kiss the cross. Also, there will be ushers that will help guide you to the cross so that you don't have to stand in a very long line. We'll do it section by section. Ushers will help you to come forward for the veneration. But let us take a moment to recall this great and awesome gift, this blessing of the Lord giving up his life for our sake, as we heard in our Gospels today. This historical event where the God of the universe, who had become man, brings about salvation for all those willing to receive this merciful love and grace that he offers to us.